We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NBA. Russell Westbrook has been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers along with two future first-round picks in exchange for Kyle Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Montrezl Harrell, and the number 22 pick in yesterday's NBA draft. Earlier Thursday, the Lakers were rumored to be acquiring Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings, but the tide quickly shifted in favor of Westbrook heading home to the West Coast to team up with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. On paper, Westbrook is a questionable at best fit on one of the worst shooting teams in the league last season, but it'll bring much needed playmaking to supplant James and Davis, both of whom battled injuries at key junctures in the 2021 season. After a slow start to the year in Washington, Westbrook cranked up his production over the second half of the season and finished as the NBA's assist leader for the third time in four seasons. Across 65 appearances, Westbrook averaged 22.2 points, 11.7 assists, 11.5 rebounds, and 1.4 steals. But he shot just 31.5% from three and matched his career worst percentage at the free throw line. In the NFL, Carson Wentz will likely miss the start of the regular season if he has surgery, but there's still hope that he avoids the procedure and will suit up for week one. Wentz will meet with a foot specialist, Robert Anderson, before coming to a final decision. The quarterback felt a twinge in his foot at the end of Thursday's practice and then was held out Friday while Jacob Eason led the first team offense. Previous reports suggested any surgery would be minor, but the latest update is saying Wentz could be out beyond mid-September even if he has surgery in early August. Also in QB news, Jarrett Stidham underwent surgery for a back injury and is expected to miss around 12 weeks. Stidham was placed on the PUP list last week, and it appears he may wind up on the same one when the regular season rolls around. Even when he's cleared for action, Stidham ranks third at best on the Patriots depth chart behind Cam Newton and Mac Jones. Over in Denver, Coach Vic Fangio said Friday that he hasn't seen any separation in competition between Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke. Locke got the first snap of training camp, but with the stipulation that Bridgewater would take just as many reps with the starters this summer. While that may be the case for a few more weeks, the Broncos eventually will want to focus on preparing one or the other for week one against the Giants. Today was the MLB trade deadline, and we had a record amount of all-star movement throughout the league. Javier Baez was traded from the Cubs to the Mets, along with Trevor Williams joining him in New York in exchange for Pete Crow Armstrong. He's expected to join the Mets lineup Saturday, and it'll be interesting to see where they slot him in. Baez mostly hit third or fourth in the Cubs lineup, but the Mets could see his wheels near the top of their lineup. Of course, though, he does have a .292 on-base percentage and the highest strikeout rate in all of baseball. Also note that Jorge Soler was traded from the Kansas City Royals to the Atlanta Braves. The Braves also picked up Richard Rodriguez in exchange for Bryce Wilson and Ricky DeVito from Pittsburgh. John Lester was traded from the Nationals to the Cardinals in exchange for outfielder Lane Thomas. Chris Bryant was traded from the Cubs to the Giants on Friday, with Caleb Killian and Alexander Canario heading the other way. Miles Straw was traded from Houston to Cleveland on Friday in exchange for Phil Maton. Kyle Gibson and Ian Kennedy were traded from the Rangers to the Phillies. Craig Kimbrell was traded from the Cubs to the White Sox in exchange for Nick Madrigal and Cody Hoerer. Jose Berrios was traded from the Twins to the Blue Jays in exchange for Austin Martin and Woods Richardson. Today's MLB best bet comes in the late game with the Mariners hosting the Rangers. It's Coby Allard against Logan Gilbert. Pick the Rangers under 3.5 runs. It was already a weak lineup, which is now the second worst lineup tonight with the exception of the Pirates. Gilbert has pitched well on the road in 5 starts with a 2.35 ERA and a .96 whip. Take the under 3.5 total runs on the Rangers side. The Rangers are 1-9 in their last 10 games, putting up just 20 total runs over that stretch. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.